Swiss voters have overwhelmingly rejected a referendum proposal to introduce a guaranteed basic income. Under the proposal, adults, whether they work or not, would receive some $2,500 per month and more than $600 for each child. Supporters of the plan said it would eradicate poverty and give people more freedom to choose careers, arguing that increased automation in the workplace is killing jobs. However, opponents claim the scheme would weaken the economy and actually discourage people from working. A spokesperson for the right-wing Swiss People's Party added the plan would only work if Switzerland were an island, otherwise it would only spur immigration. Now, on the same day as the income plan referendum, nearly 70% of voters also backed a proposal to speed up the country's asylum procedures. But one Swiss village is even ready to pay out just so they don't have to take in any newcomers. Peter Oliver reports.
Imagine an idyllic Swiss village on a picturesque mountain. The residents here are pretty wealthy. Wealthy enough, you'd think, to help a few people in need.
But who flees misery, war, oppression, political oppression? We have a responsibility to help them, whether we want to or not.
Well, these villagers have other ideas.
The population of around 2,000 people, 300 of which, who are millionaires, voted by a very slim majority to say no to taking in just 10 refugees, instead opting to pay a whopping €250,000 in fines. It's an incredibly divisive issue here, so much so that not one person we met was willing to discuss it with us. So I've come here to the Swiss Parliament to meet the man who's in charge of the town in question and ask him why shelling out was more appropriate than sheltering. Are you simply too rich for refugees?
It's not that we're too rich. I think that the refugee policy in this country is wrong. We should be helping people closer to their homes, not getting them to risk their lives and pay traffickers to come thousands of kilometers away.
What a sad and shameful way for your village to make news.
To pay to be free of responsibility towards fellow human beings in need, that's not really going to work.
Amazingly, there's a church in Oberwil-Lieli, but obviously understanding of Christianity completely lacking.
What do you think about the whole system of fines being imposed?
I think it's crazy, personally, but it's the law. I think it gives the impression that we are the super rich wanting to buy these refugees off. Our people aren't racist, we want to help those in need.
The people of this rural community have been accused of being selfish. What they do agree on, though, is that there is a problem. They just see a different solution to trying to tackle Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II.
Look, everyone was outraged when Hungary closed its borders to refugees. Now everyone is doing it. We have to address our refugee policy first. How many are sincere refugees when you see people having crossed five safe countries before they get here? Is it because they are legitimate refugees or is it because they want to come to Switzerland? We need to help these people nearer to where they are from. The way things are going, when there's peace, there'll be no young people left to rebuild their nations as they are all here.